Okay. How does this work relate to the overall usual work of your company?
I think one of the things that my father used to do is he actually cross-discipline, you know, or venture out of his so-called core at that moment quite a bit. Like, for example, you know, different languages or different style or different countries or different disciplines, you know. So I think for this, it was one of those kind of in spirit similar thing too. But in a sense, it actually has larger impact for us than that. Because this is, again, not something that was, you know, I had the vision to pursue, but it was kind of serendipitous that, because, for example, with Lao Jiu and with Tian Leng, we didn't have enough, you know, kind of obvious access of talent to be able to do all these things. So we had to borrow from, you know, the music scene. We had to get people from the English theatre scene. We got to get, you know, got to go all sorts of to other corners to look for people, right? And then we realized that, hey, actually, there are a lot of talented performers out there. They're just not theatre performers. They are other performers, you know. But if you're an artist and you are used to, you know, if you have the tools to express and you have that charisma and showmanship, you actually have a lot of the foundations and similar tools that can cross discipline. So Rick is a good example. You know, Rick is a good example. Joe Dong is also a good example. And because of that, we started realizing that we should be looking at developing talent and performance for actors, for theatre, not just from drama schools or from people with, you know, kind of a strong language base, you know. There are other possibilities too. So the result of it is we are now working with a lot of actors who are now working in theatre, you know, who kind of like switch path to theatre, but their first experience was actually through musicals. You know, because I think if you, for example, speak mainly English and you're not so secure with your Mandarin, with your Chinese, coming over to do musicals, having the music as a guide track, so to speak, makes it less daunting, you know. But it's actually sort of a stealth initiation process. It gives people that confidence that, oh, maybe I can do this too. I mean, people like Irwin, you know, like KSU, who didn't really speak Mandarin, they could eventually come off, you know, quite comfortably, you know, and then stick out doing Mandarin musical. So this became a sort of another approach in, you know, artist development that is, you know, quite effective, that allows people to enter from a different way, different door. And so today, you know, the kind of works we're doing right now, even though it's not musicals, for those works, we are still enjoying the benefit of having these actors, you know, come to us.